Okay, famous Rashi's in the Tzomav and Vayelech. Near the beginning of the Parsha, the Torah mentions Mechote Veitzecha Ad Shoev Meimecha. This language is similar to what we find by Yehoshua when the Givonim came and tricked him into thinking that they weren't from Eretz Canaan. So Rashi points out that the Pasuk here is teaching us that already in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, other Canaanim tried this trick to say that they weren't from the nations of Canaan. Melame Chebo Canaanim Wiskaya Bime Moshe. Kiderach Chebo Givonim Bime Yehoshua. By Yehoshua, it wasn't the first time. They'd already come earlier, and Moshe made them into Chotvei Eitzim and Shoavei Mayim. The Mefarshim and Rashi discuss exactly what their status was, because the war really hadn't started yet. So it could be the Chiyuv to wipe out all the Canaanim didn't begin till after they went over the Yarden. But it's very striking that the same trick that some of the nations of Canaan tried against Yehoshua, that same trick was already tried earlier against Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh. Next, in Pasuk Yud Beis, Rashi quotes a Perush, it's a famous idea, regarding the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim. Rashi quotes the Medrash, how come Parshas Nitzavim is connected to Parshas Kisavo, which has all the klolos? What's the flow? L'fi Shashem Yisrael, mea klolos chaser shtayim. We heard 98 klolos on top of the 49 klolos in Vayikra. Horiku Paneim, their faces turned white. They were so scared. V'amru, mi yuchal lamod be'elu, who can bear these? We can't handle it. We're going to be punished so severely. It's too hard to be part of the Jewish people. Hischil Moshe lefaisam. Moshe consoled them. Atem nitzavim hayom. You're still here. Harbehi chastem lamakom. V'loasidchem kloya hare atem kayamim lefanav. You've done many averos, and Hashem has not destroyed you, so don't worry. Despite the klolos in Vayikra and in Kisavo, you're going to survive, just like you're here now, you'll survive in the future. So Nitzavim is the pius. Moshe is comforting them. They shouldn't be so scared. Okay, next. In Perek Kaf Tes, Pasuk Yud Tes, the Torah describes Hashem becoming angry at the Jews that are sinning. And the Torah writes, Ki oz yeshan af Hashem, which means literally, Hashem's wrath will smoke against the person doing the Avera. What does that mean? Rashi explains, Al yidei kas, when a person gets angry, haguf mitchamem, the body heats up, it's like this, you know, you're smoking. Smoke comes out of your nose, in a sense, figuratively speaking. Now there's a very important Rashi. Even though Hashem doesn't have a body, what's being described does not really apply to Hashem. Hakasuv mashmiya sa'ozen. The pasuk lets the ear hear things in a way, in a way that it can understand it, the normal way that a person here understands things, in the normal way of the world. Meaning, the Torah wants to describe Hashem getting angry. So the Torah describes Hashem getting angry in a way that we can relate to. The idea that a person gets angry and he gets hot and it's as if smoke's coming out of his nose. Hashem, Rashi's telling you, Hashem doesn't have a goof. Hashem doesn't really get angry in this way with smoke coming out of his nose. But this is the way the Torah writes, to try to give us a picture, an understanding of Hashem getting upset, becoming angry at the Chotim. But we shouldn't think that Hashem has a goof. A very, very important Rashi. Later at the end of the Perek, there's a very famous Maimer Chazal on the Pasuk of Hanistaros Hashem Elokeinu V'Haniglos Lano V'Nir Adolam. Oh. the pasuk's describing, Rashi explains, that sometimes if some Jews do averas, Hashem will punish other Jews as well, because they're responsible to help take care of it. So Rashi explains as follows. Hanistaros, hidden averos, that one doesn't know about. Ein adam yodea b'mitmonav shel chavero, one person doesn't know the hidden thoughts, hidden things that another Jew is doing. So Hashem says, don't worry, ein ani manish eschem al nistaros, I'm not going to punish the broad Jewish people for the hidden averos of some Jews. That's Hashem. Hashem will take care of it himself. Hui parameos toyachid, will punish the person himself. But the niglos, that's lanu ulvanenu. But the revealed things that we're supposed to take care of. Vimgona sebodin levara mikribenu. Levara mikribenu, it's our job to remove it. Beistin's job is to remove ra and stop Jews from doing averas. And if they don't do that, then the Torah is saying, Yanish es harabim, Hashem will punish the men, he punished the group. This is the idea of kol yisrael ravim ze lezeh. We're responsible one for another. And if we have the ability, if we're able to, then through the Rabbanim and the Batei Din, we have to encourage other Jews not to sin. And Rashi points out, based on the dots, on the words lanu ulvanenu, that this chiyuv of arvus began only when? Only after Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yarden. When they were in the Midbar, Arvus did not apply it. But Arvus begins after Bnei Yisrael crosses the Yarden. Oh. Next, Perek Lamed Pasuk Gimel. It's a very striking phrase in the Pasuk and a very important Maimer Chazal that Rashi quotes. Very, very fundamental. The Torah says, the Torah is describing that when Saras come, then Bnei Yisrael will ultimately do tshuva. Oh, it says, V'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha, we're going to do tshuva. And here there's a language in Pasuk Gimel, V'shav Hashem Elokecha eshevuscha v'richamecha. V'shav v'chibetzcha mikol ha'amim. And Hashem, it says, will return your captivity. Now, Rashi says the pasuk doesn't seem to be so precise. See, shav means to return. So, the pasuk's describing that Hashem will return us from captivity. So Rashi says a more precise word should have been v'heishiv, and Hashem will take us out of captivity. Hayo ilchto v'heishiv eshevuscha. V'shav implies that Hashem is not just returning us from captivity, but it sounds like Hashem himself, he himself, is returning from captivity. If it said Veheshi, it means he's returning others. But Veshav sounds like he's returning. What does that mean? Rabbi Seinu Lamdu Mikan Kaviyacho, as if to say, Sheashchina Sheruya Im Yisrael Betzaras Galusam. A very famous Maimer Chazal, that the Shechina itself rests with Bnei Yisrael in the difficulties of Golos. U'kisheni Golin, and when we are redeemed from Golos, Hichtiv Gula Le'atzmo, Hashem writes Gula on himself, as if he's Yashuv Imahem. This is a famous idea, it's in the Gemara, in Megillah Daf Kav Tes, that we should be comforted by this, that when Bnei Yisrael is in Golos, Hashem, in a sense, comes with us. And then when the Golos ends, it's as if Hashem himself is returning to having Geula for himself. It's a very famous idea, often quoted, the Yesod that the Shechina itself, in a sense, goes into Golos when Am Yisrael is in Saras. Again, it's a comforting idea that Hashem is with us wherever we are. It's a very, very famous Maimer Chazal, which Rashi quotes. Next, the Pasuk in Pasuk Yud Beis says, Lo b'shamayim hi. It's the famous phrase, it's not up in heaven. The Torah is not up in heaven. What does that mean? There are many pshatim. So Rashi says one pshat based on the Gemara in Erevin. Lo b'shamayim hi, shilu haisa b'shamayim, because if it wasn't shamayim, ha'yitzarech la'alos achreel l'amda. He'd have to go up there to learn it. In other words, you have to learn Torah wherever it is. There's a chiyuv to learn Torah. It isn't in the Shabbat, but if it wasn't the Shemaim, you'd have to go up to learn it. The pasuk continues in pasuk Yedalev, Ki kar v'lecha darva ma'od beficha uvelovavcha lasos. It says, rather, the Torah is very near to you. This refers to HaTorah shnitcha b'chsav uve'alpeh. This is a reference not only to the Torah Shebichsav, but also the Torah Shebaal Peh. Explaining that the idea of being close to you doesn't mean that it's close, like physically close, but rather, if you study the Torah, then it can be internalized. The Torah is close to you. You're able to conquer it. When you learn Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, then the Torah is in your heart and in your mouth, and you can conquer the Torah. Then the Pesukim describe the Parsha of Bechira Chofshis. It says, if you do good things, you'll have Chaim. If you do bad things, then you'll have Mavis. And the Pasuk says, in Pasuk Yutes, Uvacharta V'chaim, and choose life. So Rashi here has a famous comment. Ani merelechem, Tivcharu B'chel Kachayim. Hashem is saying, choose the good side. In other words, we have Bechira Chofshis. And Hashem is saying, and the Torah, Hashem is saying to us, you have free will, but I'm giving you good advice. Choose life. Choose the good thing. And Rashi gives a mashal. Kadam homer lifno. A person says to his son, Bechar chechel kiafa benachalasi. You know, my son, I want you to choose a good portion from my estate for yourself. And what does the father do? Ma'amido al chel kayofe. He says, here, stand here. This is the good portion. So the father's giving the son the choice of to take whatever he wants, and then he tells him, look, here's the best one, choose this. Oh, so too. Hashem said to us, take this for yourself. Hashem's telling us, look, make the right choice. Rashi has, it's a nice mashal, a father to a son. Hashem is saying, I love you, and I want you to make the right choice and choose, use your Bechira Chofshis to choose good things. Oh, let's continue with Vayelech. So, some famous comments in Rashi. First of all, in Pasuk Kaf Aleph, Perek Amanav Pasuk Kaf Aleph, a very famous comment of Rashi. The Torah says that Kigo Tishachach Mi Pizarro Kiyodati Es Yitzro, etc. That it shall not be forgotten from the descendants of the Jewish people. Rashi says, Harezu haftacha liYisrael. This pasuk is a promise. She'ein Torah mishtakachas mizarim legamre. That the Torah will never be totally forgotten. Oh, the Torah is referring to the Shira of Ha'azinu, which is upcoming in the next parsha. And the Torah pasuk says, it will never be forgotten. So you see that the Torah will never totally be forgotten. This is a positive. It's a promise to us. The Torah will never be totally forgot. And finally, at the end of the parsha, there's a famous comment of Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Bnei Yisrael a nevuah. He says, I know, Yodati achrei mosi keshches tashchisun. I know that after I die, Moshe says, you're going to act corruptly. You're going to do averus. Rashi says, wait a minute. Hare kol yimos Yeshua lo ishchisu. When Yeshua was alive, they didn't do averus. As the Torah says, as the Navi says in Yeshua Perikov Dalid, Vayavod Yisrael Hashem kol yimei Yeshua. So what does the pasuk mean? Mikan, here we see, here's the phrase, She talmido shel adam, a person's Talmud is as dear to him as his very self. As long as Yeshua was alive, Moshe viewed it as if he was alive himself. This is the phrase that a person, a Rebbe, feels that his student is as dear to him as himself. So when Moshe says, you won't sin until after I die, what he meant was until after Yehoshua died, because he viewed Yehoshua as an extension of himself, as dear to him as himself. When you're a teacher, a Rebbe, it's a very powerful bond that a Rebbe feels with a student. And that's the famous phrase, Talmido Shel Adam, Chaviv Alav Kegufo. Okay, we'll stop here.